The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd give you a little background on this gospel. You might find this interesting. Here's Jesus, and he says, "Who are my mother and my brothers? Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Now, you've heard that many times, but a little bit of background that you might find interesting. We're in the Gospel of Mark chapter 3, okay? And in Mark 3, something happens that you might not have ever taken notice of, and namely, that all of Jesus' extended family, his cousins, his uncles, a great big group of them, in a great big caravan, they all get up from Nazareth and they travel to Capernaum where Jesus is. Now, why would they travel from Nazareth to Capernaum? It's a long journey. It would have taken a couple of days by foot. Have they come to hear Jesus preaching? Have they come to witness Jesus' miracles? Hardly. They came to bind him hand and foot and drag him back home where he belongs. That's what's going on. Okay? Because here's something you might not appreciate. How important the family was in the time of Jesus and in this Jewish culture. We're living in a time now, do you realize this? We're living in a time now unlike any other time in history, and even unlike most of the world, in how greatly we exalt the individual. See, I mean, we take this for granted. In our culture, the individual is so important, it's almost like the family doesn't exist. But that doesn't describe the rest of the world. I remember when I was in Rwanda, a little village in Rwanda, and the family was everything. It was the authority, it was their customs, it was their structures, it was their obligations. Your identity, first and foremost, was a member of your family, and everything you did reflected on your family. Well, that's the way it is in many places in the world, and that's the way it's been for most of history, believe it or not. And that's certainly the way it was here in the time of our Lord. Now, that's the context in which this occurs. Now, Joseph has died. We don't know when, the Gospels don't tell us, but Joseph isn't alive. And so all these cousins and uncles and the great big group of them, they figure that Jesus is under their authority and answerable to them. So they've all traveled to Capernaum, where Jesus is, to bring him back home where he belongs. He's supposed to be in Nazareth making tables and chairs, okay? He's not supposed to be hanging out with sick people and demon-possessed people, and he's definitely not supposed to be arousing the anger and the hostility of all the religious, not to mention the government authorities. They probably thought they were doing Jesus a big favor right here. They're going to protect him. Next thing you know, he's going to end up in jail or killed. And they probably thought he was possessed. A couple of lines before here in the gospel, they definitely thought he'd lost his mind. And so this is the crowd that gathers outside the door. Your mother and your brothers, they're all looking for you. And Jesus is like, "Yeah, I know. I know, I'm sure they are. But you want to know something? Whoever does the will of my Heavenly Father, that's my mother, my brother, and my sisters." And he takes the entirety of his culture and society and turns it on its head. You can't appreciate how revolutionary those words would have sounded. And that's why it's such an important reminder to us, because this also sounds revolutionary. Your relationship to God is so important that it is more important than any earthly tie, more important than any earthly bond. God comes first. Family, country, spouse, you name it, comes second. Sounds revolutionary, but just as revolutionary as what our Lord said. Here's what it's meant to be a member of the church, to be a member of the family of God. Their authority, structures, obligations are things you're answerable to. And that's your very identity. And how you act reflects on that larger family. Your faith and your life should be numerically one. There shouldn't be any difference between the two. Go ahead and hear it as shocking, but I think what you're hearing, if you, when you understand that, is a proper understanding, as our Lord intended, right here from the very beginning. Our Lord has two families, one in time and one in eternity. And it's the family in eternity that is far more important, because that one lasts forever. So remember, we become a member of that family, not by birth, but by grace and by cooperation. And that's why it's so important that we say from our hearts what we said in our psalm response all the day long. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Amen.